Well, God bless your sister Pamela. Thank you for the miracle seed. Know that God is bringing all things together for you, woman of God. This miracle seed of 5192 will cause you to come into a time of greater understanding, greater purpose, greater expansion, greater peace, greater happiness, and greater joy. Yes, you deserve to be happy, and you will walk into happiness. For the Lord said, this is a season where I'm going to open up some real favorable partnerships, some real favorable opportunities for thee, especially in areas of real estate. And yet I see computers all around you, and know that God says, I'm going to bless you. For the Lord says, I bring you into a time where you're going to be around people that's going to be ahead of their times, people that are thinkers, people that are like-minded, people that are quite innovative in certain things with computers and ideas and things of that nature, and you're going to be prosperous. For the Lord said, this is a season where I come, and as I come, I've come to bless thee. So know that you're going to have an opportunity to move into a time of assurance by knowing that God shall bless the works of your hands. So get thyself ready, for the Lord says, I set before thee a banquet, and I shall bless the works of your hands. Oh, the Lord says, that which you touch shall prosper, and you will begin to experience satisfaction and peace. For this is your season of a harvest. This is your season where God's bringing fruitful and blessful individuals in your life that is going to cause you to prosper. Now listen to the word of the Lord from the other prophets.
God bless you, Sister Pamela. I just hear God saying that this is the time that you're going to move forward. I see a season of transition for you, transition and increase, financial increase, and that's the word of the Lord.
God bless you, Sister Pamela. I just hear the word of the Lord for you that the struggle is almost over for you to continue to press forward and don't look back. God says, whatever what is behind you, if it's meant, shall meet you in the future. And that is the word of the Lord.
God bless you, Sister Pamela. I still agree with the prophets that have spoken. For I heard Father God says you're running the winning race. And Father God says you're not going to fall. Father God says you're gaining new strength and new momentum. And I hear Father God saying this is the season of the cleansing and the purifying. For Father God says he's doing a purifying in thy home in this season. And that is the word of the Lord.
The word of the Lord further comes unto me saying that this is an hour and this is a season of a fresh start. It's an hour and a season of new opportunities. It's an hour and a season where Father is touching different aspects of your life. And you're just going to begin to see God moving and doing some unusual things for you. The Lord says, trust me, and I will show you what I would do for thee. Trust me. For the Lord says, prepare, because this is a season where the Lord says you're coming out. You're coming out of the shell, and you're going to begin to find that you're going to be able to express your independent streak with no apologies, and you're going to move forward and do all that God has called you to do. And no one shall disturb thee, no one shall break your focus. For the Lord says, I have equipped thee, saith the Spirit of the Lord. You're going to begin to find that the Lord will also say unto thee that even around the 23rd of this month through the end of this month, God says that you're going to be moving forward, and others will look to you for leadership or even guidance, maybe surrounding home or work or all the different things that you may be doing, but you're going to see the favor of the Lord. As I go deeper into the Spirit, I hear the Spirit of the Lord further saying unto me that this is a season where the Lord says, I'm going to touch business associations, and the Lord says, if friends or business associations want to much from you or try to drain you, the Lord says, begin to set some boundaries to begin to protect yourself. Now it seems as if that you might be feeling a little bit emotional about a family member or a domestic situation. Know that you're going to be able to achieve some great things during the next 12 months, and that too shall begin to turn around. You're going to find that even in this month and even for the next 3 weeks, that the Spirit is going to bring some new friendships or the ability to meet some real people that is going to be a blessing in your life. For the Lord says, be open to making changes as you're going through a time of transformation. For the Lord says you're going to be able to refine yourself. You're going to refine your point of view. You're going to be able to refine even your leadership ability. For this is the hour and the season of the moving of the Spirit, where I shall bless the works of your hands. Oh, get ready, because people will know thy name, yea, saith the Lord of hosts. And you're going to find that even between now and next year this time, that the Lord says that he's going to increase you. And also someone close to you is going to be coming to a time of great increase and breakthroughs. Someone may close to you that you love dearly may be blessed in the area of taxes or insurances or mortgage or even loans or even an inheritance. saith the Spirit of the Lord. You'll also begin to find that the Lord says extra income is going to be coming into your hands as well, because I see new sources of money coming into your hands. For the Lord also says unto thee, keep track of your finances. You're going to begin to find also increase in benefits are coming your way. For the Lord says, I favor thee, and I'm going to bless the works of your hands. Can I tell you that between now and the end of this month, it seems like friendships may be impacted by misunderstandings, but don't let that break your focus. That's only a distraction. That's only a distraction. And yet in this season, you should hear more and speak less. Hear more and speak less. Can I tell you that around now and up until around about the 22nd, you could be dealing with some sudden or unexpected emotional issues related to your home and your domestic environment again. And just begin to sit down and compromise and begin to work some things out prophetically, but also using the wisdom of the Lord. Around the 23rd, the Lord says new opportunities are going to surface with possible friends as well as your wishes and your dreams. Know that the month of November shall be a time of healing. I see healing in the month of November. I can tell you that from around about the middle of November to around about the middle of December, your dreams are going to hold a lot of information. And as you tap into your dreams and write them down, revelation shall come unto thee. You're going to get insight and wisdom even in your time of rest, saith the Spirit of the Most High.